13-10 going to halftime, get the ball first. Did you feel like you had some momentum on your side?
Yeah. I mean, I felt like we did some good things, and, you know, we were going to make the necessary adjustments to come out and continue the things we were doing good and, you know, kind of switch it up as far as the things we didn't do well. And in that third quarter, we didn't really have the ball much. So it's hard to make adjustments when you don't have the ball to make adjustments. So
you, even the stuff you wanted to switch up, you're just off the field, so you couldn't do it.
Yeah, well, the third quarter, I mean, we had one or two possessions. Yeah. I mean, you can't make adjustments unless you're out there to actually see it happening. There were some things that we wanted to go out there and do, and some adjustments that we wanted to make, and we just couldn't in that third quarter. So, once again, we put ourselves behind the eight ball going into the fourth quarter, and now we're playing catch-up where we have to pass the ball, and then they're teeing off on us. So, you know, it's kind of tough in this league when you put yourself in that position.
Is this – you don't want to make – it's not acceptable, but is this all part of the process where these young guys have to learn, hey, first half is one thing you got to put together, money time?
Yeah, and I don't want to necessarily say that the young guys have to learn that. They know that. You know, it's not their first football game. They know that. And regardless of the score going in and, you know, going into the second half, it's actually 0-0. You can't even think about it as what the score is, who's up or who's down, because so much happens through the course of a game.
Did you have any indication at all coming out of the halftime locker room that the offense wouldn't be able to do what you had done in the first half? And was there any?
Nah, man. We came in here with some confidence. We did some things well. We wanted to continue to go out there and do the things that we did do well, continue to do them. And like I said, you know, in that third quarter, we didn't really have the ball to kind of make those adjustments and kind of see how they were going to react to, you know, the nuances that we were going to bring into the second half.
Foster made everything go for their offense. Mm-hmm. Do you guys have to get that running game to make it work for you?
No question. I mean, I feel like if you have a good running game, that's going to make everything easier. You know, not just for the receivers down the field, but for the line, too. You know, when we're running our play action, we have them running. We can push them to the sideline, and Blake can step up and make some of them throws that, you know, we want to make. The run game is very essential as far as that's concerned.
You've been asked all season long about the young guys making mistakes in the whole nine yards. As a veteran player, how difficult is it at this point to walk out of here knowing that you were 13-10 at half? Forget the young guys.
It's tough. But young or not, you know, we're in the NFL. You know, at some point you just, you know, got to put it behind you and take a step forward in the right direction. And I can tell you one thing, that those young guys don't think of themselves that way. You know, for one reason or another, you know, we keep ending up behind the eight ball. And, you know, it sounds like a broken record, but.
Three games left, two against teams that are contending for the playoffs. So you put it in your own words. What's the opportunity left for this team this year?
Competing. That's why we're here. Regardless of, you know, outside or everybody else has to think, we have to go out there and compete. At the end of the day, we still have to play between those lines. So, you know, I look forward to the opportunity to compete.